Not even a real country anyway.
Welcome back to the Fury Electric Studios, direct from the top hat of North America, where it stopped snowing just long enough to play a round of golf, and everyone can still leave the door of their igloo unlocked at night. From the land of maple syrup, where the primary mode of transportation is polar bears, and a loony isn't just what you call a guy on the corner talking to himself. Nobody knows what that's all about more than the zone's very own Christina LeCure.
All right. Sure. I love Canada. They put their own little twist on things we do.
They're adorable.
They've never attacked us. Their police all ride horses, and they live in igloos. What was that about polar bears, their main form of transportation? Is that what I heard?
Uh-huh.
I don't think that's true. I think you made that one up.
Really?
The rest of that was a fact.
I'm sure I read that somewhere.
All right, we're going to go to the Revolution Hotline for a very special interview. We were talking about Canadian football a little bit ago, and Christina pointed out that her grandmother, Joyce Jesse, is an authority on said topic. So we thought we would get her on.
They both know everything there is to know about Canadian football and NHL, that's for sure.
All right, Grandma Jesse, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you this morning?
I'm pretty good, thank you.
Thank you for coming on with us. I appreciate it.
Hi, Grandma.
Hi, hon.
Christina was,
I'll do my best.
No, it's good. Look, whatever you say is going to be better than anything we had this segment anyway. So she was touting your knowledge of Canadian football players from the state of Arkansas. Can you name me some of your favorites that have come out of here that have played in the Canadian League?
I can only name one off the top of my head, and that's Tristan Jackson.
Tristan Jackson, that's a great one.
There you go.
He's from UCA, too, no less.
Yes, he is. Where did he play, Grandma?
Where did he play?
Yeah.
He started out in Edmonton and got traded to Saskatchewan, and I'm not sure where he is now. I haven't heard his name lately.
I love that. He's a great return man. He had some great moments at UCA.
Yes.
So do you like Canadian football better or American football better?
Well, I don't watch a lot of NFL because they have so many teams, and we've only got eight.
Well, only eight teams in the Canadian Football League.
Uh-huh. We should have nine next year.
Who's coming in, Grandma?
Ottawa is coming back.
Oh, nice. Okay, so right now we're in the middle of the season, right?
Pretty much. Not quite half.
So who does Edmonton play next?
I'm not sure about that either.
Oh, that's okay.
Who's Edmonton playing next?
Pulling Grandpa.
Toronto.
Okay.
Toronto is next.
What's Edmonton's mascot? Are they the Eskimos or something?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're the Edmonton Eskimos.
Okay, can you name me all the teams in the league? Because I'm not familiar with most of it. I know the Argonauts, right, in Toronto? Is that right?
Yeah, there's Toronto Argonauts. There's the BC Lions.
Right.
Calgary Stampeders.
Mm-hmm.
Edmonton Eskimos. Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Winnipeg Bombers,
mm-hmm.
Blue Bombers.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the Toronto Argonauts, Toronto Hamilton Tiger Cats, Montreal Alouettes.
And what's Ottawa going to be? What was their mascot? Do you know when they were in the league?
I don't remember, but
okay.
They were called the Ottawa Rough Riders, the same as the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. So when they come back, I think they'll have a new name.
Yeah, that would be confusing. What's an Argonaut,
yeah.
Do you know? I have no clue what an Argonaut is.
I don't know what an Argonaut is. What is it?
We should look that up.
Well, I think it's something to do with the Navy.
So what? Okay.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, because, I mean, whenever we think Canada, we think military first.
Yeah, right.
How many people go to games at Edmonton?
The stadium, I think, holds about 25,000.
Okay. Do they get pretty good crowds for games?
Grandpa's shaking his head.
Okay. Which way, up and down or sideways?
30,000 range.
Oh, okay. So do they get a pretty good crowd at the games? Pretty full house?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
You guys
good.
Used to be season ticket holders, right, Grandma?
Yes, we did.
But not anymore?
No.
But you go occasionally or no?
They like watching it on TV.
Not anymore.
So do I. It's much better. It's hard for me to get to an Edmonton game these days anyway.
Yeah, right.
What are Canadian football tickets cost, you know? Do you remember what the last time you guys went to a game, what they cost?
I don't remember that either, but Grandpa might.
I'm just curious what the comparison would be between...
Price of tickets.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Grandpa doesn't remember
okay.
either.
So Is Edmonton doing well? Are they playing all right? They having a good season?
We're the worst, aren't we, Grandma?
No, they're having a very bad season. They're 5-1.
They're 5-1.
No, 1-5.
1-5.
Oh, you guys do losses first. Yeah. You guys do losses first in Canada. I see how you guys work. Okay, it's confusing.
Yeah. Who's the best team?
The best team right now. Saskatchewan's good.
Yeah.
So what? And Toronto's doing okay too.
Yeah. What about
Montreal's not as good as they have been.
So what about the Oilers? You hopeful for a good season coming up?
Oh, for Edmonton. Yeah, I'm hoping the Oilers will do really good.
All right. Well, I hope so. That's good. We had an interesting story about Wayne Gretzky yesterday you might appreciate. I don't know if you know who Robin Thicke is, the singer.
Yeah, and I know the name.
Apparently Wayne Gretzky babysat him when he was little. He was pretty tight with his dad.
Apparently. Really?
Yeah, I just thought that was all I know about Canada. I mean, that's all I got.
So. Wayne Gretzky, that's when you guys all used to go to the games, right, Grandma? Back in the heydays of the 90s.
The good old days.
Yeah, the good old days.
He sold out, went to L.A., married that gymnast lady actress.
He married her in Edmonton.
Whatever.
Yeah, well, they got married in Edmonton, yes.
She wanted to be a star. That's why they went to L.A. Don't kid yourself. Well, Grandma, we appreciate you making
it. I don't know where he met Janet, but anyway.
Can we get you on during hockey season again? Because this has been very good stuff. I appreciate you.
Yes, well, I enjoy hockey. We don't go to hockey games anymore either.
Well, that's okay. That makes two of us.
But you never miss a game, though, Grandma. You watch every single game.
Oh, yes, I watch them on TV.
Grandma, we got to hit the hard break here at the top of the hour, but I appreciate you, and I know you're very proud of Christina, and we are very excited about having you on the show. Let's do it again. We got to run, but thank you so much. We'll talk again soon.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Grandma.
Question, what does the word relate?